The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the political hotbed of Reno, Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with the worst little podcast in the world, joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We got Dogwater Dick in the back room. Is Nate here? I haven't seen Nate, but I don't really care because my coffee's not here. We also in this studio have a gaggle of boys collectively known as Rigorous Brew.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take the time out of the beginning of this episode to fully put in the Worst Little Podcast endorsement for mayor. The Brothers Grimm, Bob and Mike Grimm, co-mayors of Reno. Yeah.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Right. No, they're brothers. Right. They're brothers.
Got my vote.
They have a great platform. It's very sturdy. I believe it's made of oak.
Are these the storybook guys?
One's a film critic and one is a cartoonist.
Oh, so they're not the original Brothers Grimm. They're
Reno.
New brothers. Well, we need a shovel for them to run the city.
Actors from Bruca.
The Reno Brothers Grimm. And they are running for co-mayor together. Check out the Grimm Brothers or Brothers Grimm.
G-R-I-M-M?
Yes. Oh. For mayor. There's a hashtag and everything.
It sounds dark, like it's kind of goth.
Yes. They have a lot of lovely platform points that do include such things as the violent takeover of Reno, of Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Violent annexation of Sparks from Reno. And yeah. A stockpile of nuclear weapons to defend ourselves from neighboring cities.
Hell yeah.
Also, the elderly.
Well, now somebody's starting to make some sense, dude.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good.
So I would like to come out, and the Worst Little Podcast fully endorses them for mayor as you go. Cast your vote yesterday.
And they're brothers.
We'd also like to say that.
When you have your time machine and are listening to this show in the recent future and the past, please go back into the future when it was the time for you to have thrown your vote and cast it in the other direction.
Yeah. If you guys find out before us who won,
don't tell us.
Don't tell us.
No spoilers.
We don't want to know. Don't reach back through this podcast and tell us because it wanted to be a surprise.
It won't work. Phones don't work like that unless you have a really cool like Doctor Who phone. And if you do, I want to be your friend.
Doctor Who phone?
Doctor
Who phone.
Huh?
So hi, Rigorous Proof.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
We're pretty good.
This is your second show, right?
The second.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, we haven't had these boys on since the very first season.
Two and a half years ago.
Second
Jesus
season,
Christ.
Maybe.
Yeah. Man.
It was a while.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And they're still a band. We didn't jinx them.
Yeah.
They've actually kept this band name longer than the other band names.
Well, and it's funny because you're the same as you were last time you were here, but there's been a bunch of changes since then, right?
There's been some personnel changes, yes. The Core Four is here, and the Magnificent Five changed to the Core Four again.
So,
there was actually many different Fifth Elements, but we're back to the Core Four.
The Fifth.
Were any of them named Rufus?
You guys are kind of like sci-fi.
Well, we had Rufus Wainwright on here.
Thank you.
Badass, dude.
The more and more we've changed our name, it just it's hard to get people to remember who you were.
Yeah.
You got to restart.
They don't even know who we are.
It almost seems like you got to restart every time you change your name.
Yeah, seriously.
But
we're keeping it.
Maybe it's just me.
I think you have to keep your name for like 10 years before anybody even notices.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and then you're stuck with it,
then
unfortunately.
You are. Yeah,
I can't not be the Reverend Rory Dowd. I tried to do a stage name for a while. Didn't work.
Maybe we should change it.
Yeah. Yeah, shut up. Is this the episode where he changes?
Me? No.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No, I tried to get out, but they pulled me back in, and I've taken it on like a mantle.
Come on, Rev, please.
Yeah.
Please. I'm going to start calling myself the King Nick Ramirez.
All right. I will call you that on the show. King Nick Ramirez.
No, No, I don't like it.
King of Midtown? King of Downtown.
Maybe the Pope.
The Pope of Reno?
The Pope of Pope. The Pope.
You know, if you sign up with my church, you can have any title you want.
All right.
I think Emperor would be better.
Ooh.
There's a homeless guy called the Emperor of San Francisco.
Right.
So
Norton.
It would be great.
Emperor Norton the First.
Yeah. I don't want to be a fascist.
Long live the Emperor.
He could be Lord Ramirez.
Oh, I like Lord. Yeah. That's good.
But then they'll confuse you with that chick. Lorday.
That's
just
fine.
Don't put an E on him.
Lorday?
Don't
yeah.
put an E.
Lorday.
Lorday. No, but it'd be like Lorday. Lord Ramirez. It's like
a, sometimes I feel like she looks.
Well, you know? Like kind of like Sean Connery Ramirez. There in The Highlander.
Is it just
Lord Ramirez?
Lord Ramirez.
I was thinking of the way she looks.
The Hispanic women. Lourdes.
Lourdes.
No, it's just Lourdes.
Hair
Lourdes.
Hanging down all long and pointy fingers. She's weird, man.
But I love that fucking video for that song.
Weird. I'm miming it on the radio show for you, audience.
He so looks you know. Very creepy.
She's just creepy enough to where I like her, but I'm still creeped out by her.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah. Who's our first uncomfortable pause sponsor?
Our first
Johnny Bailey.
Kermit the Frog here with the first uncomfortable pause of the day. Shit, I've been drinking a lot. Thanks to Felix Polanski of Pinky Polanski, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be appearing with his band Pinky Polanski at next weekend's freak show at Jub Jub's for the Evil Dead the musical with Zombies and Blood.
Yes.
Yeah. Felix likes to drink.
Now I'm going to go eat some bacon.
Yeah. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Kermit with the news report.
Felix is drunk.
Usually.
Felix likes to drink.
We know that guy.
That sounds
pretty good. Hey, my kid could tell you that.
Speaking of Max William, how's your pop doing, man?
He's good.
He's got a surgery.
Recovering.
Yeah. He just had a
recovering?
Quick...
Coke!
Maybe too
Not
much
that kind.
He's he's recovering. He's doing good.
Hanging with the kiddies.
Tell us what
couch.
Happened to him.
Did it go good?
It went good.
We did cover this on a previous podcast.
I went to the hospital with him to check in and get the surgery going. And he was really trying to not have it done because I don't think he was into it. But the nurse basically said, no matter what, we're doing it today.
Oh,
so at that point, I said, all right, well. I'll see you in about 6 hours. And I came back and he was very thirsty after the surgery. He probably still is. Yeah. I don't know. But he's doing good. He's just hanging out at home, watching TV, hanging out with the kiddies.
Well, he's in our thoughts. And
totally.
Our hearts.
So. Do you want the pussy or do you want to be a pussy?
He's with us every week.
Yeah.
What would Lemmy do?
Oh, my God.
Drink some water.
Just saying.
Oh my God. Thank you, Max. We'll come back to Max
we'll
later
to
with
Max
the other plugs.
Next, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how was your week, dude? What'd you do? Riku go on adventures or what?
Riku is effectively gone for the summer. She's with Nana down in Gardnerville.
No.
Yeah, well... unless you're being sold on the black market, kid, and I don't know who'd want you at this uppity lippy stage of your life.
What?
Yeah, I said that. Uppity and lippy.
T-W-A-T.
You do resemble that remark sometimes.
What's that?
We'll ask your mother. So she's gone, and so this weekend I played a bunch of shows. I did the with Nick Ramirez.
Oh, the gay show happened. Oh, did I jump ahead?
You jumped ahead.
You before the gay
you
show.
You stepped on it and turned our show into like me and Rory having gay sex, which did not happen this weekend.
No.
So what's so bad about incest then?
I started up first Fridays.
You,
I restarted first Fridays at Foxy Olive, motherfucker.
The restart.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Nick is the only one who noticed.
He rebooted it.
I noticed it.
Who was the first of the first Fridays?
It's totally out of context.
Yes, the first of the new first Fridays.
who was it?
Oh, Nick Ramirez was.
Senor
okay,
Nick.
I'm sorry. So first Friday, right.
And it was like there was a lot of stuff going on, but a few people wandered in. A number of them stayed. A couple people even showed up for it.
cool.
There was a chick who was really drunk and fell off the couch and stumbled outside later on.
Yes.
And some dude who was trying to mack on her after that.
Good
that
game.
That sounds about right.
Good game, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just getting her a glass of water. It would be on my conscience.
I'm just getting in this cab with her.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, no. No, that's an alley you don't want to walk. You don't want to throw your hot dog down. But it was fun. I had a very entertaining evening myself. And then the next night, afternoon, I did. That was like 2.5 hours of
how late did you stay on Friday?
Later. I don't remember.
Okay. So I was there pretty late.
I was drinking. My girlfriend got there. We hung out and drank some more.
So you played Saturday too?
Yeah, and then I went to Tronix and played the Northern Nevada National Leather Association's Impact 2014.
How was that?
Hey. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
No, some, no. Maybe some. Maybe not all. A lot of straight people there, in fact. There were some live flogging and whipping demonstrations.
Really? Now, did it look like they were into it or like they were faking it? Or
oh, no, no, no,
like
totally.
Like welts were left and...
Oh, yeah, totally. People
was everybody
like,
turned on or was everybody kind of standoffish or...
It was a pro shop exhibition kind of thing. There was like a little audience, people watching, people chatting in a corner, other people on the other side of the bar who were just there because they hang out at Tronix at 4 p.m.
What's that crowd like? Is it like...
It's exactly what you would expect, Rick.
So totally disappointing.
What did you
wear?
It's
exactly what it would have been going into Visions at 3 p.m. 15 years ago.
Okay. Okay, I know that crowd. Like, and yeah. I don't... Yeah, that's
like,
not...
Same what did you old, have on? Same old.
Did you wear the Bonnie
well,
Spear?
Well, you know, I did... I do have my leather pants, my little leather with the chain, little cowboy... Or excuse me, little biker hat.
Yeah.
And a little like riding crop, and I could wear a little black bow tie and a bondage belt. No, I did not wear any of that.
What'd you wear?
My cowboy hat, my shirt, my guitar, and I played.
And no pants.
No, I wore. I did
pants
wear pants.
Are optional.
I wore wide shorts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, were they entertained or were they like, dude? It was where's
a really.
The whip?
It was a really
get out of here, Posey.
It was a really light crowd before I got there. Everybody was annoyed by the mid-afternoon gay club music,
right?
I started playing right as like a group of people walked in, and then a few more trickled in after that, and a number of them stayed for longer.
Good.
And then when the demonstration started back up again, they had a nice little audience.
Cool. Oh, so you built up the crowd.
A little bit.
Did you get any phone numbers?
Mm. No, but I did get 2 free drinks and a couple of fives.
Mm. Nice. Oh, tips?
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
And
at
not,
least the tips. Just the tips.
And not
the
from tips. The, couple of tips. And not from the folks there for the leather show.
Wow.
The old queens who hang out at the bar. I always love them.
Oh, they love you.
Oh, I'm always. Always.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
No, but they buy me drinks.
Then that's all we really need.
And I'm always crossing my fingers that they spike it.
They're probably friendly entertained by you, for sure.
Dirty cocksucker.
Not since the 90s.
What was your weekend like, Rick?
I recorded Scarlet... I almost said Scarlet Presence. I started to say Scarlet.
The Grim Tones.
The Grim Tones are
The Who? I've never heard of that
the
other
who?
Band, but the Grim Tones.
The
what a great band.
Fucking amazing. They are doing...
The Brothers Grimm?
No, not that gang.
But they are voting for them.
The Brothers Grim Tones.
Yeah, no, and they are fucking brothers.
So what's so bad about incest then?
Yeah. So, dude, they fucking...
So out of context, dude. I'm saying that somebody else said that.
I don't remember how that came up.
We were all thinking it.
Can I ask you something, Rick?
Yeah.
Gross.
Are they staying here in town? Is Michelle taking off?
So far, Michelle is talking about going to L.A. with Greg. And at that point, the Canes and the Grim Tones will stop, which will be like a real blow to Reno music. Yeah, the Cane Tones will be no more.
The Cocaines and the Grim Tones, yeah.
So what's going to happen then?
The who knows? It's just what always happens in fucking Reno. Bands break up, and the leftover pieces
make like, awesomer more, shit.
Yeah, go into other. They're back, put back in the stream, and they eventually flow into even better things.
I mean, they get put back into the Chucky River.
Adam's already had his side projects.
He's got
on
tempo
our show.
Going.
Yeah,
I heard that. I heard the last week's tempo.
Cool. So, dude, so
yeah,
fucking,
cool.
It'll
cool shit.
All work out, but it sucks, you know. But it got put off. I guess they're saving up more money, and so they're not going to leave as soon as she thought. So it could be a little while. And in the meantime, her and Carter, which are the Grim Tones, have been being studio musicians for me, and so they did studio tracks for Eddie from Eddie and the Subtitles. I told you guys it was going to happen, but it happened, and it was fucking awesome. We took this fucking long folk song that's like a ballad of the first guy that ever got the lethal injection, Charlie Brooks, that Eddie had written years and years ago, and it was just this folk song, and we turned it into this wild fucking rock opera bullshit that goes on for days and builds into these crescendos and then drops down and then builds and fucking they just take things and fucking go crazy with them, so... We had hella fun all weekend doing that, but I'm exhausted.
Can we get some studio work over here, Rick?
Yeah, Rick.
You want me to come in and adjust the microphone?
No. We're talking about we're broke
discuss
over here.
Booking
we're
with
employing
the Grim
Tones.
Take that over.
I love you guys.
We're a little bit slighted over here, bro.
I love you. You guys, I had you guys first.
We
I
just,
dated
you,
you
just
guys.
Think we can't play.
I dated Wes before.
And
I dated
what have
anybody.
You done for
true.
Rick lately?
I'm the first.
Oh, it's not.
What have you
what
done
about
for
10
him
minutes ago before the podcast started?
Yeah, I need a little more hot dog action. You know.
Sexually. Oh, boy.
Oh, those are just the taxes. We take it off the tip at the front.
Sexually.
So gay.
So, what do you guys think about... is that the weekend? Did you guys... what about the band? Did you guys do anything for the weekend?
Well,
when was the last time you played a show? Was it this last weekend? Are you that exciting and hip?
Last weekend we tried to play a show over at the Embrace and Release Project. They embraced
Where
us and
that?
Released us a lot quicker than we wanted to. There was a big Burning Man thing going on over at the Morris Burner Hotel. Unfortunately, they were not able to accommodate the rigorous proof. We had too much voltage, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit too much amperage.
Does that
and,
mean so your fucking your electrical dick was too big for their little vagina and
it
like
was.
Burned out everything?
Luckily, there was at least 16 DJs to fill the gap. So
they were just like standing out front with a big sign that
and
says
"We'll
spin for food."
Well, they had a little quiz. It said at the front it said, "Can you switch radio stations in your car?" And so people who said yes, they immediately threw them
Bam!
On a mixer. And they were now, they're actually doing really well now. A lot of those new DJs.
I would like to say I'm glad you guys didn't all burn down after I saw the second generator being wheeled out back, sloshing gasoline.
Oh, the gasoline. All
oh, my God.
To and fro all over the ground.
Oh, my God.
And then the dude, like, holding it up and leaning down to see what is wrong.
No, it's good.
Pouring out the back.
Well, and then...
and then he'll stand up and he can't see it.
Our good buddy Aaron Alvarez, God bless his soul, was doing everything in his power to get us rocking again.
He's still
looking for a generator for us.
Jesus Christ. So with all that gas, that's why they call it the Morris Burner Hotel.
They burned
right?
it down.
They fucking...
On
right.
accident. Yeah. It's not there anymore. It's unfortunate.
What could possibly start a fire? It's gasoline and electricity. I mean, really.
It's fine, I'm sure.
It's all good.
At a show in the outdoors.
It was a good party, though. There's still a couple of dirty hippies
it was
passed out in the gutter of 4th Street. It was a great party.
It was 125% playa. It was like, but, you know, they were trying to get us an extension cable to go to the building. It was like, well, if we were actually out in the desert, it was like, well, we need that 300-mile extension cable.
Yeah, I was really glad we were not on the Esplanade trying to play.
It worked out. It was a very fun party, and actually,
it was a great party.
We
said, you know what?
We supported 100%. It was just
you give us some beers, and we're just gonna rock.
Yeah, we
the
got
crowd.
Those endless cups. That was nice.
Yeah, I still have mine. I still I'm going back there and getting more beer.
Yeah, they said it was bottomless. I drank it. There's a bottom. I had one beer. I had one beer.
Those
20
liars.
Bucks.
Wes, the mental giant of the band.
Get back behind the drums.
The thinker.
I'm there.
Well, we're all hooked up now, so why don't you guys...
Oh, let's do a song.
You guys want to hear a tune?
Yeah.
Give us something you were going to do there.
A little tune? Okay.
Chin.
Do you have, like, brand new stuff?
We have all new brand new stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them in so long, I don't even think they remember how to play those old songs.
Piano,
we could do the whole album that we did, Songs from East 8th Street.
A million years ago.
We could do it, but we're not going to do it.
Now, we want to hear what you got. What you came.
Did you write anything in the last 48 hours?
No. Not that new.
A week?
Well...
Not even that new.
Give us something that's completely half-thought.
No. I could.
Well, that's easy for me.
Have a few more beers. We'll do that one later.
I got a really nice song we could play later if we want. It's called Every Girl in This Old Town's Middle Name is Marie. We'll do that later.
Sounds like you're talking about my place of employment.
What's this song called?
this song is called Perspective.
Do we want to go straight into the...
Do you have it, motherfucker?
Two in a row?
Yeah, actually, we're going to do a medley. The first song is called Perspective, and the second song is called Montezuma. Do not call me Montezuma.
All right.
All right. Rigorous proof.
One man leaves the bar with his girl. And leaves his figs in his head as well. Give me all your money and I'll leave both alone. And now one man's brother is dead, but another son is sitting inside a cell. One girl looks in the mirror and hates what she sees. Staring at the girl on the cover of a magazine. Searching for perspective that she will never find. The perspective of a fragile mind. And all these crazy things that we do, searching for happiness on the sky so blue. We can't give what we want or what we need, till the power of love overcomes the power of greed. Calling out each other and there's no end in sight. They're putting up walls and they're leaving the rest to die. They both say it won't work and they both won't try. Well, all these crazy things that we do, searching for happiness on the sky so blue. We can't get what we want or what we need. Today,
much talking, there's nothing left to say. If people can't learn to love instead of hate, well, then the vote is over, that's the end of the debate.
That was so rad.
I like that second one a lot.
God damn. Why would anybody do that anyway?
call you.
Well, they won't anymore.
We asked him so many times not to call us.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite.
Is that my mic?
I'm back.
Do you like it in your face?
Usually.
Yes.
Not from you, however. Yuck. Yeah.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Now, there you go.
Nice. Be more like Rick.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I haven't had that in a while.
Well, that's too bad.
Aww.
But there have been times.
It still works.
Your recording equipment, you're one of those, like, strange...
Rick's getting old. It's puffing out dust once a week.
Faders.
Faders. My faders. Dude, blow up my tubes. Yeah.
Turn my L knobs.
Even I thought that was gay.
So audio gay.
God damn.
What Sweet. Else can we do on this show to make us blow guys?
Are you texting that right now? Or tweeting,
no, I was trying to send the pictures out of these guys jamming because it fucking rocking it, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hashtag how to make more guys suck my dick.
Nah, I'm not going to put that out because they won't get it in the recent past. They'll get it in the future.
Hashtag Chewy.
Get it in the past.
Yeah.
The whole time is now. Guys.
Well, Chewy will get it if I get. What do I have to do to get guys to blow me? He'll understand it, but he won't be appreciative of me doing that, though.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. I love you, dude.
That's totally disgusting.
No noodling.
I cannot help it.
Sorry. It's
noodling is not allowed.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's a buzzer, and you already lose 5 points off the quiz.
It's hard not to noodle.
Are we starting that?
What is
not
the,
yet.
What is the proof in the rigorous activity?
The proof
do?
Is in the rigor?
Still, we're still rigorously trying to prove it. It's unproven.
The name came from our old member, Brando, our mentor and producer.
Marlon?
Pretty much. He was our Brando. And we all came home one day, and he's like, dude, I know what the band name is. I was like, well, we already got the band name. I'm sick of changing it. He said, no, what about rigorous proof? And I said, well, you know, that was pretty hard to say. But the more I thought about it, though, he's like, no, the way that math and theories and different things that have to get before you can be a theory or a law, you have to have rigorous proof. So the more we were thinking about it as a band, we were saying, you know, I guess the music that we're playing is rigorous proof of everything we've done.
Nice.
In 10 years of jamming. You know?
I'm glad I asked that question.
So it's like you move on from being an idea to a hypothesis once you have rigorous proof.
Exactly.
And then you become fact when it's actually proven.
I'm just a bill here on Capitol Hill.
Did you guys watch a lot of Schoolhouse Rock?
I think Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Did you guys smoke a lot of pot in college?
Sure, your dad probably should do that. Because that
what's
was college, too.
We did one of those things.
Yeah, we smoked pot once.
No, I think that it has to be proven free of any anomalies to be from a theory to a law, and that's the rigorous proof.
Well, actually, rigorous proof itself is not a term. Like, there isn't a Wikipedia page called rigorous proof, but it's from, like, mathematical
proof. Unless you want to write one for us.
And rigorous
it
is just...
It's an adjective for a... Like, it is a rigorous proof, not one of them slacker proofs.
Yeah, one of them pussy proofs.
Or a tautological proof.
Or really, it could mean that like there's a lot of alcohol in a beverage.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're also going to be venturing into the whiskey business.
That rigorous 80 proof whiskey. You can purchase that from
far out. Yeah.
We're going to start having rigorous proof whiskey coming up.
That would be
next
really?
10 years.
That'd be awesome.
We're trying to.
Rigorous.
Dude, sell like bottles of moonshine of rigorous proof.
Rigorous 120 proof.
Yeah. That would be a pretty good gimmick there.
Yeah, people would probably buy that more than they'd buy our records.
People would be falling down drunk at your shows.
People buy records
and think you are awesome.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Get a couple of girls large.
I already spent it at the bar.
Arms to help carry all the booze and sell them for you.
Large armed girls is what we like.
Large armed girls.
They gotta just either have
nameless,
big arms
faceless
or at least
girls.
Like AK-47
with
or something.
Yeah, just
forearms.
Completely faceless, no nipples,
like,
just long arms,
just
like
just large
clone
arms.
Mutants.
Yeah,
and meth addiction.
Wow, I hope you don't isolate that.
Your temptation.
He never isolates himself.
He never isolates me.
Oh,
not the good stuff. He always.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yeah, he isolates that. Sure.
That was so funny.
Okay. I knocked over a liquor store once. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, never even allegedly.
In GTA,
with the
maybe.
Palm of my hand.
Right.
It was a really small liquor store for ants.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it was only
a
model.
At least three times this size.
It was a Quickie Mart model of Simpsons Springfield.
Yeah. On Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft.
Grand Theft.
So we went out to the park. Maybe there were a bunch of people walking around, so I sat down and I thought. A butterfly came by and dropped $50 in my lap. I'm giving myself a buzzer.
Yeah. Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
I'm gonna even Rickroll myself right here. Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys, how many albums do you have out?
-2.
-2 recorded, not released.
We have one EP and then like a single. There's two lost
two
albums
singles.
Floating around
I've
the
ether.
I've
seen some wonderful videos by your band.
Yeah, we've there done was that some, one song videos. That came out, and I don't know where you guys were recording, but the snare sound was so amazing.
At our house.
That yeah. was so yeah. rad.
We managed wow. to get a great sound once.
Fuck. And
well,
I
look
thought,
at the
damn.
Rigorous Proof videos out there. What are the names of the songs?
There's All Time Is Now, and there's a song called Carolina.
Both of them are great.
Yeah. Carolina's actually more featuring David Squelch, who was temporarily in the group.
Yeah, Davey Alistair, he's about to put out a new album. He was the other fifth element of the group. He's now residing in Los Angeles, and he's about to drop some crazy-ass shit, so keep an eye out for him, too.
Pyramids, I think?
Yeah, it's his album's going to be called Pyramids.
Glass Pyramids, yeah.
Glass Pyramids.
Remember the pyramid people, and you put things in a glass pyramid, and it like empowers it or something? Remember that?
We're going to have to wait. Yeah. Huh?
It's like there was some like pyramid magic bullshit that I remember.
I think Dave's living in a pyramid right now. I'm not sure. He's
and
in LA.
Like, and it like charges
Does he
you
wear one on
with,
his
like,
head?
Egyptian
too?
Power.
He might.
Because I've seen
know.
Those.
I know he just wrapped up a music video too. So keep an eye out for that. Check out Rigorous
Very
Proof.
Cool.
We're trying to figure out where we got to record some new stuff right now. And we're trying to figure that out. Maybe we'll talk in.
Well, those are two tracks down pretty well. Maybe you got a couple more. Get an EP out of this show.
Yeah. Hey. And then it costs nothing.
Nudge.
Yeah.
As long as Rick isn't homeless in the next couple months.
Yeah. Goddamn, it would be so much fun to work with you guys again.
Awesome.
Things are yeah.
So what, awesome. What have you guys been doing, though?
Like, we've been
playing a lot of shows.
We've been practicing a lot.
Yeah, we've been practicing a
I
shit
mean,
ton.
We wish that we want to go out and play in front of people and get this on wax so we could actually have people hear it because we've been
We're trying
grinding.
To get a goddamn record together is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
How
many songs do you have almost ready to record?
Ready, we got about 44 minutes worth of material.
And that's two songs, right?
Yes.
It's a little jammy,
those two songs
yeah.
we just played.
That was the short version.
That was the single version.
It depends on how many pedals Johnny
the
has.
The radio-friendly version.
Johnny. Nice pedal board.
It's pretty cute. It's only got two pedals, four.
Yeah.
Tuners don't count.
Well, two.
Dude, like, volume that's, pedals don't that's count. Bigger than my torso. All of the mat and the power
it makes,
strip
it makes equally,
and everything.
The noises it makes are equally as weird, I'm sure.
Worry, I take shits as big as you.
I'm sitting next to one.
Johnny Bailey, is that true of your father?
Did he take shits as big as Rory?
He does. Yes, he does.
I've seen it.
He has a special toilet.
He is. He is 6'14".
He is.
And 420 pounds with a hand like a rail hammer.
Descendant of the
well,
the,
yeah,
ancient, the Nordic.
My
definitely.
Older brother is. He doesn't live in town. He lives in.
I didn't know you had an older.
Oh, he's talented in some way.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of in a band too.
It's called Metallica.
It's called The Avengers, and his name is Thor. He doesn't live
Jesus.
In Reno, though. But he is related to us.
Nice.
I think he's got a new movie coming out soon. Who knows? I'm sure he's got movies lined up until like 2099.
He's got great lats. So.
Well, what else has been going on with your group? Where have you been playing and what's your next shows?
You know, our next show, Jesse, what is it? Swimming for Solace, actually.
Well, that's...
you're going to get electrocuted.
June 27th, we're going to do the Swimming for Solace.
June 26th,
this Thursday.
Solace Tree?
This Thursday, we're doing the
Wine Walk. We're going to be playing the Midtown Art Walk.
Art Walk.
This Thursday.
Oh, tonight. Cool. Tonight.
Probably get a better reception if it was the Wine Walk, but the Art Walk... No, and
where are you guys stationed on the Wine Walk?
Oh, we're not sure yet.
Yeah. There is wine at the Art Walk for anybody who's really interested.
Yeah,
drink it.
Oh, of course, probably some cheese too.
Much the same.
Yes,
just that's awesome.
If you thought there was a different, it just has a different theme, but it's all the same.
Yeah, that whole downtown river district right now is blowing up again. You know,
it's summertime
every year. Here we go. It's super fun down there.
Yeah,
love it.
Right, go support your local downtown Midtown businesses and shit.
Very cool shit.
You know what helps you able to drink more wine is meth.
Yeah?
Really?
You can drink a ton of wine.
Nobody on this podcast condones any usage of meth in any way.
Yeah.
Especially Rick, you recovering motherfucker.
Dude, meth is awesome.
We could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
No.
No. Put that down.
I don't want this. You're old.
Wait,
I'm young and my metabolism.
You're in Gardner. Oh, that's
She's a genius.
Adam, you got something to say?
Don't be gross.
So should we have it's rather warm in the studio here.
We should rush through the show.
I want to rush through and hear some songs real quick.
All right.
More songs.
Let's just get to the rock and roll.
We got some more songs.
Sure.
Then I will quiz an older, newer double shot.
Let's get out of here.
They've grown up and our quiz has grown up.
Yeah, no.
Nate, I need more beers.
Everybody drink.
I'm fucking up in here.
Can
somebody get the unpaid intake?
Yeah, no.
Seven.
Hit the what now?
Yeah, no,
the
amplifier? Really?
I don't know. Grab like a bunch.
Hey, Rick, turn on Johnny's amp.
That'd be so good.
No, it's on.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. Don't worry about the drummer.
Right,
he's cool.
There's a song title. Turn on Johnny's amp.
Turn on the drummer's amp.
Yes, please.
Whoa.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Whoa.
And she did.
Her farts.
Dairy girl.
And I assume you're referring to the band like a ship as a she and all the semen on it.
Oh, my
Slurping.
Goodness. Yes. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you very much. God.
We're all going to hell.
Thank you, Nathan.
I'm your constant companion on your ship to hell.
And I'm your captain.
I don't know. I just got in with Rory and thought everything was going to be okay.
Problem is, we have a great engineer. I have a great first in command.
We don't know where we're going.
I have no navigator.
No.
Is that supposed to be my job? Oh, shit.
All we know is you go down with the ship as captain.
Oh, yeah. I'll be the last one here.
Last man standing.
No, Rick will be the last one.
He'll
be trapped in the engine room.
Actually, it'll be Nate.
Chameleon? A song called Chameleon.
Floating away into space, reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, zombie apocalypse. We're running away. Nate's the first one. I'm tripping.
No, we need Nate.
Why? Only now you spoke about the moon and the buzz and the trees. Only now you choke on the words that you've been.
in your eyes. I found out why. Carolina penguin drift up the seas. All your words mean nothing to me. And then your colors did change.
God, that was so awesome. You guys fucking like take turns. So many times you like stop and you like back off and then come forward and like give each of you a chance to play. You know what I mean? So many people like just everybody plays the whole time and fucking and there's no dynamic to it at all.
They write jingles.
Oh my God. It took us a long time to learn
how to not. It's two different styles of song.
Fuck. Yeah. I mean, there was a moment that each one of you were able to shine throughout that, like again and again. I just love that. You guys are getting in line to bang us in the ear. I love that.
I'm blown away by the rad Hammond sound you got in your keyboard.
Thank you,
dude.
Yeah,
Nord bullshit is awesome.
That is definitely the shining attribute of this keyboard here.
It's the sunshine.
Nice organ. Mm.
The sunshine.
I like your organ. It's big.
It's big and red.
It's big. It's red. Yeah.
It's a big red organ. The way we like them here at Dogwater Studio. Hard.
It's got a piano necktie.
It's like the red.
Big throbbing.
And it will see Atronics on Saturday night.
Yeah. 105.7
KOZZ. Reno's classic rock.
This next portion of the show is brought to you by our fine sponsors. It's Reno Computer Fix on Wells Avenue next to the Dandelion Deli.
Yes. Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Max.
Go see them.
Max.
They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli.
Max.
They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
You can't stop Max.
Rory.
Hey, this is Max Volume, and I never listen to the worst little podcast, except for now.
You stepped on my line. You're not listening either. RenoComputerFix.net. Bitches. Give me the music, faggot.
Yeah.
I'm angry now.
Give him his angry music.
Oh my! He's got so much bass.
Yeah, he does.
He's got three lungs. Is the thing.
He stayed after to talk to Rick for a real long time.
We don't even know. Those were secret sessions going on.
Yeah, they locked the door.
We've got like 4 hours of Max Volume drops.
Just saying.
Give him a nice obscure one.
Drops.
Okay, where's my fucking? Because I need to put them all in one place.
Okay.
Oh, there's the. We never ever play this one.
Dude, put down the bong once in a while.
Sorry, Dad.
Bust that out more often.
That's what he used to say to me.
That's for me.
Dude, that was pretty gay.
That's Rick. I bet he said that to you a lot, too.
Just a couple times.
Where's my... I can't find it. Fuck. Here it is.
Dude, that is so gay, Rick wouldn't even do it.
Thank you, Bax. Okay, I'm sorry, Rory. You want the music?
No, go ahead. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
As you wish, Mr. Dow.
Fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's now time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to now angrily ask you guys some
homie's
made up
Chinese
fucking
eyes
questions.
Right now,
oh, yeah.
You look like fucking Mikey, dude, man. Your eyes are a little
made
slits.
Up fucking questions. I'm going to judge you silently and out loud. There's a whole lot of yeah no's there that I had to catch up on. Oh, crap. Yeah. There's another one. Okay.
No, yeah, no.
You go ahead with the show.
Drink it.
All right, here we go. What? I'm going to give you some grown-up questions for a more grown-up band.
All right, sir.
What is the first album you ever bought? Adam, because Johnny's a dick and not paying attention.
Oh, I'm listening.
The first one I ever bought?
Yes.
Probably something by Korn. Yeah. Not
Korn.
Don't really
batch.
Listen to him too much. Of
you
it
don't
anymore,
seem like that tough of a kid. That were you like a hardcore, like tough white
they
kid?
They had some really hooky songs.
I like Korn. Like,
yeah.
My
no,
first
Korn.
Album's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
So it's
that would
not,
be the
not
first one I purchased.
Not a huge score.
Definitely
but
not,
the last not one. Negative.
They did a song with The Cure.
Goose and turns
I mean,
it into
they're all
right.
I don't know. It was just, you know. Something in a different part of my life as a young teenager.
Are you less angry
okay.
now?
Yeah, much less angry.
I don't know. You still seem all aggro with that ripped up T-shirt Hulk look you got
what?
Going on
I
there.
Know. No, yeah, he's no. fit. He just has a cool stripe, like new waiver shirt on, dude.
Jesse, what was yours?
I didn't end up buying any records till later on, but the first album that I like kind of.
It was yours.
Took from my parents and was my favorite was Dookie by Green Day.
Yep.
Not bad. Oh, yeah. What was the first one you ever bought, though?
probably to match Adam's corn. I don't know. I had like some Limp Bizkit or something terrible.
Right, see, that is, you know what it is. You don't want to admit 20. What it is. You just really would rather have said Dookie. What's the first one you paid for with your own money?
Oh crap! I have no clue. It had to have been a Limp Bizkit album. Seriously,
cool. Good answer.
And the truth comes out.
Right. He's embarrassed by it. That means give him some points.
Yeah, no, he'll get some points for that. Wes,
my first album was Nirvana. Nevermind.
Ooh. Yeah, strong answer there.
Yeah,
strong answer.
That was many people's first album.
Okay, next question, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Johnny, you're here at the show now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
And mind you, Johnny did have Max Volume as a father, so, I mean, he must have had the killer record collection.
This guy's first show was the Rolling
Stones.
So,
what was the first one you bought?
The first one I had. Because
you had
buy...
access to a library your whole life, yeah, essentially.
Because he had everything except for the time when I wanted to go with my allowance and purchase Weird Al Yankovic Running with Scissors. I still have it.
Yeah.
That is
good
so
answer.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome.
That was the first one I ever bought.
Fucking rad.
Oh, that was so cool. I broke my mechanical pencil.
Did your dad ever meet Weird Al?
That's
actually
not
we
slang
did.
For anything.
We did.
He took me to go see him, and cool. We waited in line for about an hour because Weird Al meets all the fans who want to meet him. He stands
sexually.
Back there for
tells him jokes. Yeah.
But I went and met him.
Are you sure
and
it's not his twin brother, like Gallagher?
No,
go on.
I get that.
I still have the signed backstage pass by Weird Al. It was the Running with Scissors tour, 2000, probably 2000.
Meet and greet
awesome.
Sticker.
Yeah,
meet and greet.
Weird Al's a genius.
I'm going to keep going with you in the same vein. What's the first concert you ever got to
shit.
Go to?
Well, again,
that you remember that you wanted to go to
Stones for Johnny.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones, okay. 96.
Who were they?
I don't know. They're this band from England.
Fuck.
Stone Roses, right?
You guys want to hear it? All right, here's a. I'm not afraid to admit this one. It was K Winds was a radio station here in the, and they used to do Summer Jam. It was Summer Jam '97. I saw TLC.
Yeah.
Lawler Event Center. Rest in peace, Left Eye.
Yeah, dude.
I'll give you points for that. That's a good answer. Strong answer. Adam.
First concert I ever saw was Paul Simon.
Whoa.
Cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't suck.
That's, yeah.
it was a really good show. And it was long as hell. It was like 6 hours. And he kept coming out for encores, and every time he came out, he was up for another hour.
Damn.
Nice.
It was a good one.
Wes.
For me, it was a band called the Ataris.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, I remember those
hipster
guys.
Hipster points.
Yeah. I love the Ataris.
Early hipster points.
Damn. Good answers, fellas. See.
Yeah, good answers all around. I'm actually keeping score on this.
Nate the intern, are you prepared to drive Reverend Roy home?
No. I'm not prepared for him to come anywhere near my pants. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you meant my
car. Speaking in code.
You meant my car.
And I thought he meant he would like get you to leave the house by waving pitchforks. Drive you home.
Drive me away.
Yeah.
What is your favorite drunk food, Wes?
Oh.
Brandon.
So many.
He doesn't remember.
Anything that contains more grease than actual food?
That's a tough question, man.
Wow, this is just a giant roadblock to so far the current front runner in the game today.
Oh man,
let's just say the closest. What's the closest one to our house?
Yeah, Blind Onion for sure.
That's not bad.
Okay.
There we go.
Nice local.
No, well, I will take the answer. Whatever's closest to my house.
Yeah, they're a local.
Now, that's the truth. I was just trying to get Weston because I know his favorite. It's right next to our house. It's Blind Onion. Blind Onion.
Adam, sir.
Mexican food.
Yeah.
Tacos, specifically.
Do you like it in your face?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Good taco.
That's not part
usually
of the
fate. There's usually a taco in my face.
I'm a golden flower kind of guy. I'm a 2 a.m. Vietnamese kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they stay open late. God bless them.
Yeah, they do.
I love golden shower.
Golden showers.
Hey, who wants to eat right now?
Oh, me, really bad.
So badly.
Yeah. Pizza. Some Enzas. We had some Enzas over the weekend.
Oh,
that shit is.
Off of Wells, wonderful.
Oh.
Or not had, off of Neil Road.
Neil Road, yeah.
I had Rick's strawberries on the front lawn.
Those were awesome. Yeah.
Oh, please,
thank you. We all had some.
Please isolate that.
Rick's berries rock.
Sexually.
Johnny.
When I come home drunk, I eat a thing that's called the greatest hits of the fridge, which is I create a new meal from whatever the fuck is left over in the fridge.
Like spamacaritos.
Yeah,
exactly. Everything.
You actually come up with some brilliant shit that way.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the next day that you got some brilliant shit going on.
Anybody out there want to try something delicious?
Stream coat.
Wrap it in a tortilla,
and if it's
call it
blue,
a night.
It's probably something you drank, not ate. Just like probably has some crazy...
Something you drank at Tronix.
Right, blue flavored
Dude, black
drink.
Cupcakes are gnarly.
That is herpes, guys.
Could be cancer, too.
Overrated.
In all of history, who would you want to start a fist fight with, Johnny? Walk up, sucker punch this motherfucker. Or challenge them if you prefer, but...
Probably recently, maybe Jack White. We're gonna go
kind
for
of
Jack.
A dick.
Well, he just.
But he apologized.
He just apologized.
Kind of.
He still.
He basically
a dick.
Said that. Yeah.
I didn't hear the
if
apology.
Anybody was offended.
I hate the. I'm sorry you felt bad.
Jack
apology.
White's a sack of shit.
Sorry, I'm better than you.
You can isolate that.
Cool. Some wow, nobody's ever said
words.
Jack White.
Mr. White, huh?
He's got okay music. I mean, I don't think the Black Keys sound anything like the White Stripes. Jack White's a tenor. Dan Auerbach is a much better singer.
You know, I heard that Jack White was, I heard that Jack White was going to sue Louis Armstrong for stealing his shit.
Yeah, Jack White's going to sue Jesus, probably.
He came up with that fucking Sermon on the Mount bullshit before.
Well, Jack White's got this litigation going against Robert Johnson. I'm
dude,
like,
he's so had
like,
a
bro.
Patent on the crucifix first. He's going to climb up on that.
Yeah.
All right, moving along then.
Sorry.
You guys leave Jack fucking White alone, dude. He's doing his best.
You know, just be good and stop worrying about the rest of the world, Jack. Okay?
Who would you start a fist fight with?
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He seems like a feisty guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to get froggy, you get froggy with someone.
Who can get head up.
Sure.
Yeah.
You fucking donkey. You better raise your fist right now.
I could see you whipping his ass, too, actually.
I think you just made him Australian, though.
Adam.
Who in history would I want to get into a fist fight with?
Yeah. Walk up and punch.
Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I like to see what kind of a boxer he really was.
That's a great answer. I endorse that answer a lot.
F and A.
F and A.
I make a time machine. You're one of the first people that gets to use
it. Right. It might just let you beat the shit out of him.
I'm going to send a whole bunch of people to go back and kick Hemingway's ass repeatedly.
Yeah, I end up just killing Ernest Hemingway, and like I just disappear. Like, what the hell? He was my great-grandfather.
Wesley, do you like to fight?
I think I would like to fight Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think he's funny.
Oh my god!
Nice, that's a pretty rad answer.
Timely and relevant. I would, answer.
We got your back, fight. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
not Jimmy
Kimmel.
Jimmy
Fallon, guys.
I like it.
Ooh, oh
like
my it. Goodness!
Points.
Right on.
Let's see. Wes, where'd you lose your virginity?
I got a good story.
Did
for
we do this last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, okay. Actually, that we
did. Oh, did we cover? Wait. Did we cover this very specific?
Oh, come
question?
On, guys! I actually the same story. Exact
one. It didn't change.
So moving along. True. Excuse
oh,
me.
Rory.
No. What? No. Should we stick with it?
Yeah, he has a story.
Should we see if the stories match up?
How about most shameful?
Yeah,
shameful bones.
There we go.
Okay, let's switch it up a little. Yeah.
Most shameful.
Yeah.
Whoa. Without names. You can't do names.
No names.
Well, I didn't do names last time.
Yeah, no names. Just the moment that you... The moment of regret.
Oh, man.
The next morning with the largest moment of regret.
Well, it's difficult
or
to leave
disaster.
A house that you don't remember ever going to, sleeping in a bed with the person you've never met, but you have. And then realizing that you also got a ride to that house is a sticky pickle.
I don't know if I understand that story, but I like
oh,
it.
Oh, I did.
I like it.
I just know that it ended
hey,
in a sticky pickle.
I don't think
put
I
that
didn't
on the,
understand the
on
story.
The refrigerator board.
I didn't sticky understand pickle. The story when it was happening. That's, I think that was the point. It's very tricky.
Yeah, no, this question is too vague and weird. It's not going to work anymore.
yeah.
How old were you the first time you touched yourself?
What?
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah. Like 3 months.
Oh, here, let me have one, dude.
What was the age of your first orgasm?
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I've done a human cadaver when I was studying anatomy.
When you say done,
what
do you mean
do
by
to?
I get done?
I believe, yeah,
don't hit the section
Jesse,
button.
What's that over there? You're gesturing at me, Jesse. I'm seeing a little bit of
pelvic thrusting.
Looks like and some rim job action going
got a little
on there.
Pelvic thrusting.
That doesn't work either. I can't say studied.
Was it a cadaver you guys dissected or something?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a Banfield trip.
To the cadaver farm.
You guys are close. And I heard you say our house. So you live with Wes?
Oh, yeah.
You all live together?
Up until like 2 months ago, the whole band lived together.
Actually, yeah, I lived with everyone, but I moved out recently and with my girlfriend.
The smart one.
And we will never forget
Yoko.
No,
I'm just kidding, dude.
Just kidding, Amy. We love you.
Good.
I don't know Amy, so
good
I apologize.
Good to know you, Adam.
In I'm the sure weird chance that Amy some finally better. Can actually listen to this, we love you, Amy.
Sexually.
She will.
Is she underage?
Is she like the band girlfriend?
Underage?
No, Amy's
underage.
Actually,
underage? No.
Sorry,
Amy's actually been there since the beginning of the band. She's like the anti-Yoko.
I think of any relationships that have lasted through, I mean, we've all had little things, but Amy's...
You all have little things.
Isolate.
Jesse, stop talking.
Amy's awesome. That's
it sounds like you've said that before, Wes.
Shut up!
There we go.
I have one.
It's in Florida.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I was just going to switch to the, when surfing the seas of the internet, looking for inspiration when you're home and alone by yourself, your search to jerk, what are your favorite keywords to use? Not what sites you go to, but what are your keywords you use?
Like black chicks, big boobs, lesbian,
S&M,
MILF,
anything very specific.
I think they get it.
Okay.
Curvy girls. Curvy girls who are listening. Come
Johnny
see
likes
Johnny
them thick,
Hoppo.
Huh?
For the skinny guy, I like the BBW. I like the BBW myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's
oddly
a distinction.
Enough, yeah.
What'd you say, Jay?
I like the BBW.
BBW.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Adam.
And
we can
say,
we can
can't
totally
say because Amy's listening now.
No, we can put a filter on that girls can't hear through.
Yeah.
It sounds like
they
a big long beep to them.
Rick, equip the girl filter.
I would have to say retro. I think retro porn's coming back.
Whoa,
know?
I didn't even know that
big
was a thing.
Big muff, in other words.
Little vintage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hair. Right.
I had no idea that.
Wes.
Fuck.
MILF.
Oh,
Wes, you look like you'd be a MILF lover.
Like,
he's cougars.
How about, yeah, I was just going to say, how about
you
cougars?
Look like all of the guys in every MILF porn I've ever seen.
That's fucking... Little do you know, I am every guy in every MILF porn you've ever seen.
You want to come see a hot drummer? Wes is pretty ripped right now, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
and
glistening out.
Yeah.
All of you guys have kind of thickened out a little bit, like in a nice way.
Y'all work out at the house you live at?
Thickened.
Together.
Actually, now we do. We have an open room that's just the gym.
Nice.
Do you have a bunch of, like, blinders in there or hoods with just little
no,
ice lids?
Beer boxes, dude.
It's
beer
boxes. Separate times. Everybody gets their own time in the room. It really hasn't happened yet.
It's
we
a
do,
small
we do
room.
Have
that's what the communal shower's for.
Let's wipe that shit down.
But someone's got to be in there to spot you, though, right?
Yeah.
When you're lifting heavy things?
When we're lifting our 5 pounds.
No, dude. We're not talking about peeling the carrot right now. I know.
Yeah.
There's another good band name. Peeling the carrot.
Peeling
the carrot.
How often do you masturbate, Johnny? Ladies, pay close attention.
As much as needed. At least
what
once a day.
What does that mean?
Yeah, all right.
You got.
That's a man's answer.
Respectful answer.
Yeah.
I got to get one out of there.
You got to get the baby batter out.
Good, yeah. Again, once a day. That's a man's answer. Rawr.
Got to keep the
pipes clean.
Yeah, you do. It's good for your head.
I don't want to be an asshole, you know.
It's good for both heads.
Try to keep the tension down.
Adam?
Yeah, keep the tension down.
Honestly, like every couple of days.
He lives with the lovely lady.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I mean,
and it is obviously a long term, and so I hope she takes care of you.
Well, I mean, yeah.
If it's every couple of days, it sounds like she does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. You know, I mean,
every couple of days while you're with somebody and having a sex life, that's nice and regular.
As a serial monogamist, I could say.
Yeah.
that's normal. That's good when you have a girl.
Wes, how about you, sir?
I would say once a day.
Months a day. Good boys. Good boys. Good men's answers. Nick, rapid fire. You had a question I interrupted you on. And then let's go to rapid fire.
Who is the most famous person you met? And B question, who was the most interesting?
Hey.
Let's get to Johnny last because his dad is super, like, knows lots of famous people. Let's start with Wes out in the room.
Oh, man. I can't remember his name, but he was on Cheers, and he was a mailman.
Cliff
Clavin?
Yeah.
Hey.
I got to meet
him.
Hey, know me, boy.
And you can't remember
his name. We smoked a cigarette at the Cal Neva.
It was the same name as the Pope, right?
Yeah, and then I was an extra in his movie.
Ratzenberg or something.
Yeah, yeah, Ratzenberger.
The Pope before the
James,
new cool
I believe.
Pope. Right.
Yeah, he was cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
is it a combination, both A and B, for Cliff?
What?
Was he really cool?
Oh, yeah, he was cool.
All right.
Definitely.
I haven't really met anybody that famous.
Do you know Nick?
Not Rory.
I'll let the buck stop here.
So really, Johnny's dad is your answer then, right?
I'd have to say Johnny's dad, probably.
Max Volume, okay.
I met Zombo, so...
That's true.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
All right.
Did you guys have Zombo on the show?
That was a terrible Zombo.
Sexually.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Thanks to Johnny's dad, we did a meet and greet with Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson and Rush.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, that's right.
Were they cool?
I gave Geddy Lee a hug real quick. He was like, all
that's
right,
how we
kid,
got
get
his
out
base
of here.
Powers. Geddy Lee transferred
but,
the base
no,
powers.
It was a very special
God damn,
moment.
I would punch him in the face.
It was a special moment in my life. Yeah.
Why would you punch Geddy?
Because he's Canadian and he sings bad.
I hope he kicks you in the balls.
Thanks, right? Rick.
I would listen to Rush if it wasn't for Geddy Lee.
See, this is why Rick, we know Rick's not a musician. He's just an engineer.
No, I love the music. Is that voice. And I listen to They Might Be Giants, so it's got to be pretty bad.
We'd all listen to The Cure if fucking Robert Smith stopped crying a little bit.
Whiny bullshit, I know. I'm so depressed.
All right, I had to take a shot. Shots fired, Rick. I'm firing back.
I'm going to dance around in black with my smeared makeup and look like...
Johnny, who is it? We got to hang out with David Coverdale
the
for
Pope?
A little bit. White Snake.
Did you meet Jimmy Page?
Actually, I'm going to go for Hoffa? That. When I was a little baby, my dad was Jimmy Page's babysitter. And so I like to pretend that when I was a baby, Jimmy Page, which I'm pretty sure at least saw me, but I like to pretend that he held me and transferred his dark arts and guitar magic to me. So that's my answer.
Fuck.
Either that or Sammy Hagar.
No! I like the first one.
First one's better.
The second one was a joke.
We were very close with Chuck Ruff.
Chuck Ruff
we
was
had him
uncle.
Last week as an answer for this question.
Chuck Ruff actually taught Chuck me and Ruff. Jesse a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Bill Church?
He was Bill Church.
Bill Church
yeah.
was...
The guy who actually started Rigorous Proof, Brando.
Bill Church
Brandon,
was his uncle.
That's... Bill Church's nephew, Brandon Brookshire. Brandon Church was Bill Church's nephew, so that's our connection too.
Rock and roll, man.
Rock and
these
roll.
Are the Daves of our proofs.
All right, let's go rapid fire. I'm gonna start with Wes again.
All
right, let's go with Who or Zeppelin.
Oh, that's who easy. Are Zeppelin?
Who the Who?
Pick one.
Or Zeppelin?
Oh, Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Oh yeah, as a bass player, the Who.
I can't believe you said that. Zeppelin.
Three out of four is Zeppelin. Four. Right. All right.
Sticking up for the end whistle.
The ox.
Would you prefer to eat bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. Bacon all the way around.
Bacon.
Right.
Bacon boys.
Salty.
Tasty.
Bacon when, let me think of a good, Joan Jett or Debra Harry?
Ooh, Debbie Harry.
Just saw Joan Jett a while ago. She's looking good.
Debbie
Joan
Harry.
Jett.
And who's
that, Wes?
Joan Jett.
Okay, and you were?
Debbie Harry.
So tied, 50-50
yeah,
on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Star
rather... Trek or Star
oh,
Wars?
Good job, Roy.
Star Wars.
Wars. I'm going to have to say Trek.
Adam's a Trekkie.
Wes?
I'm with you.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so three out of four.
We'll go with,
Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Oh, fuck. Han Solo.
This is the important questions people want to know.
Indy.
Yeah.
Okay. Indiana Solo.
Ooh. Doing
nice.
The combo answer.
excuse me. It's
that's what I meant.
Oh, Roy says no.
That actually gets a deduction.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind, absolutely.
Definitely blind as a musician.
Wes?
Deaf. I hate the way these guys play.
He just use like a pulse to look at while he keeps the beat.
It just pulls in.
What was another good ones we had recently? Would you rather do...
A suggestion from the Peanut Gallery. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Oh, we had that before.
Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Good boys.
Good.
Yeah. Dew?
Yeah.
They're both very addictive, so don't do either one. They're bad for you. Would you rather watch a suspense movie or a comedy?
Comedy.
Comedy. Some funny ass shit.
Suspense.
Okay. Out in West?
Comedy.
Okay, so three out of four comedy. So, would you rather watch, let's get really stupid.
Richard Pryor and Gene.
Would you rather be on the worst little podcast or slamming your dick in a door?
Dick in a door.
I'm going to have to go with the dick in the door.
Only if it's a very large metal door.
No. Would you go Louis C.K. or would you go Richard Pryor?
Oh, shit, dude. What the fuck?
Richard Pryor.
Well, yeah.
Says Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Pryor? I'm going to say Louis C.K.
Fuck.
What? I'm going to say Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Fucking... Yeah,
I love Louis, but I'll say Richard Pryor.
All right.
Pryor.
Podcasts or radios? Ooh, like, no, like, good. Not a self-serving thing, but you guys,
no
like,
offense to your pops,
are in the industry. Like, yeah, podcast or radio?
I'd say podcast. It's more, it's more interesting.
I would have to agree and say podcast. That's on my way to work, because I work out, kind of going towards Fernley. I have about 25 minutes of drive time, and I just put on different podcasts and listen to them. It's a lot more interesting.
Cool. Are we on your rotation at all?
Lie
to me.
Are you on TuneIn?
No, we're on Stitcher.
I'll have to get
and
Stitcher.
Blueberry.
Yeah. Can we be on TuneIn? We should.
I will look into it.
Yeah, Rick. Look into that. But fuck, I'm running out of things. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
AIDS. I'm going to have to go with AIDS because that's pretty much cured right now.
Wes?
Cancer.
All right. Gay or ginger?
Wait, what?
Red hair or homosexual?
Homosexuals, because gingers have no souls. We know this.
Jesse leaping out with the bold answer there.
Ginger, baby. I love them all.
Ginger.
Ginger. You all have no souls.
Bunch of homophobes, yeah, with no souls.
I'm down with gay gingers.
Gay was ginger my lover. Choice,
on Rick's very own podcast.
It's a very interesting question.
All right, I'm going to call it right here. Long.
Haters.
That's a good place
with,
to call it.
With 250,000 points, we have a clear winner. And I'll tell you right now, it is not our last place contender. Johnny, for so much shit talking and ignoring me in the beginning. Nor is it the always composed and really kick ass Adam with his big red organ.
Oh, man.
Nah. His throbbing red organ.
And it's definitely not Jesse who lost points before the quiz even started. It is your drummer, Wes.
Woo!
Yeah! Wes. Congratulations, Wes.
Thank you.
You win,
fucking
Jack.
Win.
Ow, shit. Ow.
Thank you.
Thank you. You earn the honor of getting to entertain us with more music.
You win jack shit. So to get your shit jack, talk to me later. That wasn't funny.
That was code, yes.
Hey, man, like it's getting fucking hot. Let's do What's Going On next week and then
end
with
song.
Two songs.
We can do two songs.
What two songs?
Let's do The Moth and then let's, All Time Is Now? Remember that one?
October Dust.
Rory, you got any gigs this weekend?
I do. I have a really big gig.
I'm more comfortable with
I have a really big gig.
October Dust.
I hope you've all been paying attention.
And a really small penis.
I hope you all have been paying attention. We've got Evil Dead the Musical, the Freak Show fundraiser coming up. We've got a whole bunch of acts starting at about 6 o'clock and going till midnight. We're starting with Lacey Madison. We're going to have Helena, Empress of the Impossible, doing mentalism tricks and an escape artist act.
That's so rad.
With money on the line for you as the audience participation.
If you ever wanted to see a guy in
movie.
A dress escape, fucking
it's
do
really
it.
Cool.
It's awesome.
We're also going to have Cody Cannon doing a striptease balancing act. We're going to have some burlesque dancers. We're going to have some belly dancers. We're also going to have, at the end of the night, a great show with the Alphabet Cult, The Shames, and Pinky Polansky performing performing the songs of Rocky Horror Picture Show at midnight.
Oh, my God.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That's this Saturday night for only $7.
Awesome.
We're also going to have Decor and Atmosphere provided by Killbuck and his sideshow. Come see the Freak Sideshow and get your picture taken with a pinhead.
That's what I'm doing this weekend.
We're also going to have t-shirts from our good friends at BLC Clothing. Sean's going to come down and donate some stuff to the raffle. We're going to have $100 tattoo gift certificates in the raffle.
Nice.
We're not doing a silent auction. All the big ticket items are in the raffle.
And so you could literally win something, a full-on, like, 30-second commercial for a dollar.
Where is this all staged at, sir?
Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, main bar. The main bar, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up and give us our money. And
very fun.
It's going to be a great time. We might have some comedians. I might play a little music. John Frederick's going to be there. He'll probably play a couple songs.
Ooh, John.
There's going to be a lot of great talent.
I might
play
a few songs,
it's gonna,
too.
A lot of singing and dancing and a good time. Good fuck.
John is hung, so sorry.
Way to derail the ending, sir, with your fantasies.
Come support Evil Dead the Musical, the Reno edition. Also, check out our Indiegogo fundraiser at Evil Dead the Musical, the Reno edition.
Yeah.
Please check us out there and throw us $5. If everybody gives us $5, we'll totally hit our goal. Seriously. It takes. Seriously. And if you want to give us more than that, you can get cool shit like tickets to opening night of the show and crap. Check it out.
Awesome.
It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait for that show. It's going to be great.
Hello.
So
that's what I have going on this weekend.
I'm
going
to go do that,
focus.
Too. That's all I'm going to do. What are you doing, Rick?
Staying at home recording some faggots.
No, this weekend I have the weekend off, so I'm so happy.
Woo.
Oh, yeah, come to the show.
He's going to ride
it's
his bike.
It's been 4 years
something.
Since he had a weekend off.
He's going, well,
he's
going,
top
he's,
of the hill.
He's going hiking.
So hang out with us at the Evil Dead thing. Are you going to see fucking Rocky with Pinky Polansky, dude?
Fuck yeah.
All right, good. Then it's a plan. It's a date.
I love that.
Anyway, rigorous proof.
Wear your coat with tails.
Twitter. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Any plugs
I'm
for
going
the proof?
To Arcata for Oyster Fest.
Ooh.
Has anybody ever gone to that?
No.
Uh-uh.
No?
But it's they have. Awesome. I went there for Weed Fest. Fucking Arcata.
Well, it's
rad.
Basically
it's
Weed Fest.
It's always Weed Fest in Arcata. Yeah.
It's Weed shit. Fest with oysters.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Okay. Get high and then just eat oysters.
When you're close to the ocean, too. Beers. So you could trust them. You could trust these oysters.
Yeah.
Fresh.
They're fucking good oysters.
Freshies. Anybody else?
What about you guys? You got any West shows you're doing?
Cleaning
out.
Me and Wes are actually playing Friday night. In a weird thing we do sometimes is called the Camino Brothers, which is just a Black Keys cover group.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
You guys did the Black Keys thing with the Shames doing the yeah, yeah, yeahs
yeah,
and stuff,
that's
right?
Where it all started, actually.
Yeah, it was very, awesome, dude. So last Halloween.
We're gonna pop that up again. We're going to rev up that El Camino again.
Hey, that's fun.
Cool.
Very fun.
I was looking forward. Is there any way maybe after you do your songs or something, you could do a couple of them Led Zeppelin 2 songs for us?
Well,
a little
the problem
bonus
with
track
that is we don't
something.
Have need, Robert Plant.
And we need Greg.
We need Greg Grenade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to half-ass through
see,
Led Zeppelin.
See, I haven't
Zeppelin.
Seen it
we'll
yet.
Have
I've been
to,
speaking
of, you
teased
need to, I don't
that you do the whole album.
I need contact information to get that other project in here.
We'll
yeah,
we'll get you
Greg's
a carrier pigeon.
But I would like to get the defibulator outfit in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear you guys know some of them.
Yeah, well, they're kind of weird guys,
we,
but
we,
yeah,
we may.
Those guys are fags.
Yeah.
Dorks.
They are. They're out here.
All right, man. We'll close this out with a couple songs, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Rigorous Proof, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick.
Nate the intern.
Chewbacca, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
The moth dances into the light. Life flickers from dim to bright in the chatter outside. Right now to a whisper. Sky turned from blue to red, indigo on and the sunlight fled. And I'ma think of you till the sky turns green. Cause I dashes like a fluttering heart. The moon glances and never parts, and the earth floats like smoke as I exhale. Flame dances around my hand. The night has come to love the land. And I'ma think of you till the sky turns cold. Cause I
I love
So that one was called The Moth. That was one of our newer songs.
It was called The Goth. It's about Rick.
It's about Rick.
I felt very sad and pale while I listened to it. I look at my feet a lot and shave the sides of my head.
This one's called October Dusk.
Oh,
So I turned a pot hoping it would solve my problems. But you know something? The only thing it fixed was my life.
Dog Water Studios.
Maybe we shouldn't smoke pot anymore. No way. This stuff frees your mind.
And that's all!
I wish I knew that.